Okay, questions.
Go ahead and reel the draft class success. You've gone out there. Everyone looks great.
Yeah, you know, really at this stage, I mean, you love getting back on the grass, no doubt about that. You spend a lot of time evaluating these guys, whether it's draft picks or college free agents. And right now at this stage, you know, after one practice, I mean, we're getting to know them and they're getting to know us. So it's probably a little too early to be jumping all over evaluations, but it was a good first day. I like their enthusiasm and we got work to do on the execution part, but for first practice, not all bad.
Is it fun, though, after going through all the work and seeing them on film and seeing them at the combine?
Oh, yeah.
Seeing them on your own field in your own uniforms?
Yeah, I mean, and that's enjoyable, too. I mean, the evaluation process is always a lot of fun, very time-consuming, a lot of hard work by a lot of people. And, but to get out on the grass and actually see guys, in a Bronco uniform, work on the things we do is always exciting.
What's the biggest thing of teaching them just life in the NFL, whether playbook, how you guys do things?
Really all of the above. I mean, it's a lot of teaching. These guys are learning and competing against guys maybe been doing it for 2 or 3 years. Primarily, it's mostly about learning a new language, and that's the way we describe things. And, because ball at the end of the day is ball. And so just getting them acclimated to the way we do things, the way we call things. So basically learning, a new language.
Cody, saw you talking to Cody Latimer.
Uh-huh.
Do whatever he wants to do. He's still out here. He's still participating. Still really wanting to kind of be part of this out here today.
Yeah, unique to the way we did it this year. We actually got a lot of the guys on Monday. So a lot of the administrative things, a lot of the player development things, we've had them for most of the week. We've got some new faces out here that just got here. But all in all, we're going to be smart with his foot, and he's doing just fine. We were familiar with it, and he'll be more involved by Monday.
You mentioned the enthusiasm. Could you sense a lot of excitement from the guys finally getting out there?
Yeah, I mean, they're excited too. They're tired of the process as well. So, they've been flying all over, clubs looking at them and, prodding them and, interviewing them and all that stuff. So, the recruiting and evaluation process is over, and I think everybody's happy to be back out, playing football.
Coach, this franchise had a history of rookie free agents not only making the roster but making an impact. Is the philosophy you want to give somebody a chance because there may be a diamond in the rough?
Yeah, I think, it's this is about an opportunity. No matter where you were drafted, no matter how you got here or selected with a selection, whether it's a college free agent, a draft pick, a free agent, whatever's the case, at the end of the day, we're trying to build competition, and they got an opportunity to come out here and compete, regardless of their status as far as draft picks or whatnot.
How much does this weekend help guys who are on last year's practice squad as well, like Bannings and Rounds?
Yeah, I mean, as I talked to them last night, I mean, this isn't punishment. This is a great opportunity. And so we've got a smaller group. We've got less people to get the reps, in this environment. And, it's a great opportunity for those guys to, it's one thing to listen to it, in the meeting room and watch it on tape. It's another thing to be out here and, actually doing it. And so, they're all, are welcoming the opportunity.
I know it's day one, but how does Capri Bibbs look?
Good. I mean, he was a guy I know that, was very, a lot of people are familiar with locally and for obvious reasons. And, I had a chance to, we had dinner as a whole group last night and got a chance to spend time with him. And he's an impressive young man.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you, Jay.